Hello, my name is Omi, and this is my first podcast. This podcast is made to fill the free time due to coronavirus. But besides that, I also hope that this podcast will bring good and benefits to you listeners. Here is a place to share about all aspects of life, especially psychology. Because often, we face various kinds of problems in life. We have to remember that we cannot control the problem. We can control ourselves. So I will focus on sharing about my way to health self-control. On this first occasion, I will discuss about self-forgiveness. But first of all, I have to say that I'm not a psychologist, but I'm the person who has experienced problems that make I experience mental breakdown. So that's why I want to learn more to deal with myself. Let's get started. Have you ever felt hurt? Have you ever felt overthinking? Have you ever made a mistake that caught you up in the problem? Or have you ever felt excessively sad or disappointed? If so, then you are not the only person who has experienced it. Me and millions of other peoples have felt the same way. Even in some cases, the mental breakdown has an impact on our physical health, even though the response of each person's body in dealing with problems is certainly different. As I have experienced, when I'm overthinking or depressed or really feel sad and disappointed, my body will be weak, have no appetite, cannot sleep, and always feel pain throughout the body. According to the sources I read, the symptoms of stress are divided into four parts. First one is emotional symptoms, such as frustration, mood swings, difficult to calm the mind, low self-esteem, feel lonely, useless, confused, and lost control, and so on. Second is the physical symptoms, such as weakness, dizziness, migraine, digestive disorders, and others. Third one is the cognitive symptoms. For example, always forget something, hard to focus, have negative thoughts, and make bad decisions. And number four is the symptoms of behavior, such as avoiding responsibility, showing nervous attitudes, smoking excessively, or consuming excessive alcohol. If you have these things, it indicates that you are in a bad condition. But I have to remind you that it's okay to not be okay. Once again, it's okay to not be okay. The first thing I would suggest to you is meeting a professional. Because the professional knows how to treat you well. But all I can help is to share and convince you that you are fine and you always be fine. So friends, I'm currently in the process of healing myself because some time ago I had experienced a problem that made me feel the symptoms of stress. The problems are about romance, finance, work, freedom, and all gathered into one. The most dominant thing is overthinking and always thinking negatively. All I want is to daydream, be quiet, and even cry. Is that torturous? It's very horrible and really hurts. I'm at the point where I really need people to listen to my stories. But at the time, I just focus on listening to mellow songs that contain the spark lyrics, because I think it relates me. But a few days later, I felt unwell. I didn't want to eat, I was restless, and when I tried to sleep, it's difficult. And that's where I decided to ask for professional help, because I really felt something was wrong in me. And thank God, my family was so supportive. They understood and supported me to see a psychologist, and I began to consult and do some therapy. But do you know, the most important thing that I got, and I can confide to all of my friends who are currently in the slumped position, is how I was taught to forgive myself. Surely you will at least think, why did this happen to me? Or why am I so stupid? Or I really, really hate that one. I wish I never knew him at first. Or even, I hate myself. And so forth. One question for you. When was the last time you apologized to yourself? Or maybe never? Forgiving yourself means making peace with whatever you have done and stop blaming yourself. Because before you forgive others, you must first forgive yourself. Then you ask, why should I forgive myself when others have hurt me? Now I'm asking again. If you really hate people, will there be any profit to you? I think not. You will only accumulate hatred in yourself, not necessarily other people think of you. I want to remind you, the person that loves you the most is yourself, not someone else. Your happiness is your responsibility. So what you are looking for is not hatred of others or hatred of circumstances, but just search your own happiness. The next question is, how do you forgive yourself? Actually, these methods are the one I took during the healing period by myself and also by a professional. Firstly, accept whatever the circumstances are. For example, when you are hurt by someone, what you have to think is, okay, I was hurt by him. Or for example, when you are in a difficult economical situation, you have to think, okay, I'm indeed in a difficult condition in terms of the economy. Because the parable is like this. When someone gives you a cake that you don't like and you don't want, you have to accept the cake first, then you can throw the cake away. But if you don't accept the cake is still there and you can't throw it away. Therefore, accept the first, whatever happens in you. Second, think carefully about the disadvantage if you continue in this position. Fight your feelings of sadness and disappointment. Make yourself forget everything that disturbed your life. One of the ways that I did is exercising. Because I know when I exercise, my body naturally secretes hormones that stimulate happiness. Third, focus on your own happiness. Dear friends, I want to say you deserve to be happy and always be happy. Happiness is usually real. But I make happiness by myself, sometimes using my mind only. For example, when I'm heartbroken, I think as if I have another heart that can love me. Because I create my own happiness even though it only exists in my imagination. And fourth, this is one of the best methods that I know. That before you sleep, invite yourself to communicate. Hug your body and say, "Dear self, I'm so sorry for hurting you every time, and I'm so sorry that I made you down." And then say your name, like, "Dear Ami, thank you for being strong. Thank you for being here with me, and thank you that you are with me to move on together. I'm sorry, thank you, and I love you." These things have at least made me feel so much better. Is that easy? Not at all. But there's nothing wrong with it to try it. Dear friends, just remember, it is okay to be not okay. Time will tell everything, and I know you can do this because you're loved and you deserve to be happy. You're loved and you deserve to be happy. I love you all. Thank you.